Hey everybody, welcome to another Manga of the Month. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan, and we are from ReverseThieves.com. If you would like to go there, you can also check out our monthly Speakeasy podcast, as well as go through our catalog of other blog posts and podcasts. And if you would like to recommend a series for us to read for the next Manga of the Month, you can email us at ReverseThieves@gmail.com, or you can go on our Discord.
And on the Discord, I'll post some further images and any other sort of ancillary thoughts about the series that don't make it into the little review for the month. So this month, we are talking about Kageki Shoujo by Kumiko Saiki. And this, I feel like... The way that this has been released in English is a little confusing, and so I just want to like put it up front a little bit so that it doesn't get lost in that there are two series called Kageki Shoujo originally, and there was like a two-volume series, and then there's the following series. And in Japanese, I think it had like one exclamation point and it's two exclamation points. Whereas like in English, that's not like enough of a distinction for us to notice. So in English, that two volume series that started it all is one volume called The Curtain Rises. And then the main rest of the series, which is technically the sequel to that, is just called Kageki Shoujo. Which is really confusing because the first story has the, like, I guess they're considering it like a prequel, but I don't feel like, if you've seen the anime, the prequel story is not optional in my opinion. It's the entire story of Narichi, the idol, like her entire story. That's what the prequel is about. And so if you just start reading Kageki Shoujo, the main story, essentially you do not understand the relationship between Sasura and Narichi at all, because like that all happened, and it sort of implies that you don't need to read that, and I'm like, but you do. So anyway, so just wanted to put that up front. So this is a story about a two-year theater school that people have to sort of audition for and test into. And it's all centered around the Takarazuka style of theater, which is a very, very famous Japanese art form, I guess you could say. Like, and it's an all-women theater troupe, and they play all the male roles and the female roles, and there's sort of these... I don't know what to call it, but, like, sort of roles where, like, the masculine roles are played by certain groups of women, and then like the more feminine roles are played by certain groups, and they have like fans that are of those types of groups.
And they're also kind of divided. If they're usually called like seasons, and but like the seasons kind of go out like menudo or idol generations, where like you know they'll be like, you know, you'll be like the summer class of like 2010, and then, you know, eventually you'll retire and like your place will be taken over by somebody in like the summer class of 2024.
And so in this, we are following first years Sasura and Narichi, and they are very different they're very different from each other, but they become friends and they are roommates, and Narichi is an ex-idol, and then Sasura is like this super bubbly, positive, very tall, boisterous girl who really wants to play like the heroes. And Narichi is like this person who is very reserved because of all the experiences she had as an idol. And she is kind of here trying to figure out like who she is and what she wants to do, I think, in the future. And so the school portion of, so Takarazuka is obviously real. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast already have heard of it. But this like school for it is a made up thing in here. You'll be shocked to know that a story about theater is really dramatic. I think really interesting. It gets more soap opera. Like, if you've only watched the anime in English, we are past that at this point. And, like, the soap opera melodrama just, like, is, like, increasing. Because there's a lot of, like, secret families and stuff happening.
They were already hinting at secret families.
Oh, they were. But now we're there.
I see.
And so it's getting, like, very, very dramatic. But I think beyond that drama, I think Sasura's, like, character arc is really interesting as she develops who she is as an actress. So she, like I said, really wants to play, like, the masculine heroes, like Oscar from Rose of Versailles. Like, that's her dream, you know, like, character. And you see her as so bright, but, like, she starts off as a character who is very, it's like she's, like, she's hot or cold. Like, there's, like, people don't really understand, like, oh my god, why can she be, like, so good and then, like, also so bad at the same time at, like, what she's being asked to do? And it's because we kind of realize that she is, like, a perfect mimic. So she can study the way somebody does something and then, like, do it exactly that way. The other students find that amazing, and the teachers are like, you have no style of your own, basically, like, you have to be what's your version of the character. And that's, like, what she struggles with, and it's because partially is that she comes from a kabuki background where, like, mimicking what the previous generation did, like, that's, like, you're supposed to play it exactly as it was played before. So, like, I like how they're kind of weaving in both her history and then her development, and, like, I just think that's really nice the way that they're doing that.
As someone who watched the anime, is there any big appeal beyond we don't know if we'll ever get a season two to the, like, do you feel there's any, like, oh, this is also, like, another strength of the manga that's not in the anime?
I don't really think so. I was actually surprised that the anime even animated some, like, side stories. Like, it almost was just, like, exact. Even side stories where you'd think, oh, well, let's just skip that to, like, do more of, like, the main story, and they just did. They just went straight through. So I think the real appeal is just that we're never getting more anime of this. Don't even fool yourself. So if you want to know what the rest of the story is, like, this is how you're gonna get it. And we're up to double digits out in English at this point. So there is, like, a lot. I ended up reading everything that, like, happened to the anime, just, like, refresh, but. Yeah, we're pretty far beyond at this point, and I recommend it highly because the anime was one of my favorite things of that season, and I think it's, you know, like I said, don't fool yourself into thinking that this was popular in any way and that we will get more, because I don't think we are.
So, yeah, get to the manga store, buddies.
And if you haven't seen the anime, you can just read the manga, because, like I said, it's just a straight adaptation. You will miss out on the Phantom's amazing voice. I feel like if the anime has any strength, it's, like, you know, the teachers and all of that. So I just wanted to kind of bring this one back since I loved the anime so much and want everybody to read more of it. So this is coming out from Seven Seas. Like I said, you are already up to double digits here, and it's available both physically and digitally. And I've been reading a lot of it from the library, so I think a lot of libraries are carrying it. So that's another way you can get it.